Welcome back. I'm Gary Parr.
And I'm Cindy Baldwin.
And this is the midweek version of the Fiber Talk podcast that we do twice a week because we like to talk about stitching.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, sorry about last week with the Stitch Hour cancellation at the last minute, but yeah, just one of those days. It just wasn't going to happen. So, we'll be back next week with a Stitch Hour. Sunday is Yvette Stanton. I haven't talked to her in ages. And her new book, well, it was new a few months ago, Hardhanger Filling Stitches. And we were going to talk to her then. Well, right. Actually, I think we even were tentatively scheduled before it came out. And then she got sick, and then she got well, and then she got sick again, and blah, blah, blah. And so now we're finally able to talk to her about it. So we're going to have her back. I think it's the fourth time that we've talked with Yvette. Talk about her new book and learn more about Hardhanger. And that book is cool. Filling Stitches is very cool. Yeah. So that'll be Sunday. The Fiber Talk Needle Arts Weekend, you can still register. We got room. Sign up. Sign up. WeTalkFiber.com/weekend. For those watching the video, it's right at the bottom of the screen. For those listening, it's WeTalkFiber.com/weekend. You can sign up a whole weekend or Saturday only. You can sign up for Saturday only and you can take all the classes. $225 for the Saturday only, $300 for the weekend. We will have lunch on Saturday. We're going to have lunch. We were not originally, and now we're going to have lunch on Saturday. We worked that out so that you can stay there and stitch and eat and
cool.
You know, get greasy stuff on your stitching. Oh, no. Don't do that.
No.
So sign up, WeTalkFiber.com/weekend. It's all spelled out right there. There's a PDF you download. You send an email to Marga with what classes you want, and she'll send you an invoice for the registration and a link to book your hotel room. Hotel rooms open till the 21st. We got the... It was supposed to close on the 18th yesterday, and they held it open until the 21st. So you can still get the event rate through the 21st.
Okay.
And so that was a nice thing. And then if you register by the 21st now, Beth and I did a video on this, you get entered in a drawing to get one of, to possibly win one of two Goldwork kits from Clara Washauer or the premium Bible cover kit from Ecclesiastical Sewing. So one of those three. Yeah. Yeah. I have to get me one of those Bible covers. That stuff's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Yeah. We got to talk to those people at Ecclesiastical Sewing, do a show. That is stunning stuff they do. Holy smokes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. That blue and gold brocade is so luscious.
Yeah, that's the word.
It's
yep.
Just absolutely stunning.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. So check that out. Ecclesiastical Sewing. ECCLESIASTICAL. I had to practice that a few times. I misspelled it. I forgot the second C every time. But so by the 21st, anybody registered, and this is people who've already been registered, you're already in the drawing. So everybody's in, not just new registrants. And so by the 21st, and then we'll do the drawing, because Clara is doing a free class on the 1st of March for this this M design that she's doing. And that's the two of the kits are for that. So we're doing the drawing on the 21st. That'll give her a chance to ship the kits from Europe to get them to you, assuming you're U.S. Mm-hmm. And, of course, people who register for the event are probably going to be U.S. anyway. But... and then Ecclesiastical Sewing. So that M that Clara's doing, you can build it into the Bible cover.
Mm-hmm.
That can be part of the Bible cover. And, yeah, the whole thing comes together. It's beautiful. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, you know, what a gift to give someone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Man. Yeah. I was actually thinking if it was somebody at church that would really, you know, if we put together one of those Bible covers, somebody at church has got, you know, I'll come up with somebody, but that would be a fun thing to do. And it didn't look like it was a massive project either.
No. Even something for the pastor. Be a nice gift for the pastor.
Good idea. Oh, now you got me thinking, because we're calling a new head pastor. I'm thinking. I'm thinking. That could be fun. Okay, you've done it.
I
You've cost me
wonder
more
if
money and time, Cindy. You've done it again.
my job here is done. So I wonder if there's, I wonder what size Bibles it would fit.
It's got to be adjustable, huh?
Well, as you're making it, probably not once it's put together.
No, but I mean, you would have the Bible and adjust to whatever size, yeah. So, because I would buy a new Bible.
Yeah. Well, then, yeah, you know what the size of the Bible is, and yeah.
That's the way I'd go about it, yeah. Oh boy. All right, I have to think.
Yeah, that'd be a great gift.
Okay, so then is it a gift is it a gift you give to the pastor or to the wife who is just the tag along? Because the pastor's wives are always just kind of in the background thing. Most are, some aren't. Okay, I got to think about this. All right,
Yeah, I don't
I
know.
know. I don't know. Okay.
Or to, I mean, that would be a good gift for an outgoing pastor too.
Well, he's already left.
Yeah.
So he retired. He's done. Okay. All right. Another idea. Well done. Well done. All right. So sign up for the Needle Arts Weekend. Do that right away. At some point, we need to know basically who's gonna be there, so we'll have to cut it off for food. I mean, we'll order enough extra food so people you can sign up late and get in. But we, if 50 people sign up on the last day, we're gonna have to ration the foods. So
Yeah, so don't wait.
don't do it soon, please.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Looking forward to it. It's gonna be a great weekend. Stitching and all kinds of stuff. I've been kind of because we'll have a show and tell table, so bring stuff if you want to show and tell. And so I was thinking, all right, what am I going to bring to put on the table? And so I've got this Gayanne Rogers one I'm just about done with.
Oh,
I'm in
great.
the home stretch. That moment where you can see the end and you just start pounding away. That's where I'm at right here. Next couple of days it's finished, but I'm just going to leave it on the stretcher bars because there's no way there's enough time to get it framed.
Sure.
So I'm just going to leave it on the stretcher bars for that. And then I was thinking what else to bring, but people should bring stuff to put on the table. And
Sarah Parr.
that's rolled up on a piece of pipe, though. I was wondering about how is it going to show that.
Just lay it out on the table.
I could. Okay.
Going to need more than one table.
Well, we'll be fine there. So so just lay it out, huh? That's all right.
Oh, sure.
I've never. Okay. Well, there's one more. All right, I've got two. Then I can take some stuff off the walls. So, So so bring extra things to show at the event, and because we'll have show and tell, and I'm really looking forward to Jennifer's going to be there with the table with some tamari. I'm anxious to try that. I just think that is one of the coolest techniques, and I'm really anxious to give that a whirl, and with guiding, hands to guide me. Because
Yeah.
it looks intimidating to me, but I'm sure it's like
It's not.
everything.
Yeah.
Once you
So
start.
I have two tamari balls. I could bring those.
Because I just think it's amazing all the geometry that goes into them and the designs, and it's just spectacular. So, and Jennifer will be there with the balls in different stages, so you can try Basically, from what she says, you'll be able to experience at different levels what you do, and then you could go do it yourself. So that'd be pretty cool. Yep. So, yeah, so sign up. WeTalkFiber.com/weekend and join us.
We'll
it's going to be
there.
Fun. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, we're starting. Been tossing this around, and I've been sick the last couple of days, so I haven't been able to finish up the project, but it's open. We're starting a Patreon page. So patreon.com/fibertalk. Patreon.com/fibertalk. For some reason, I can't set up my own URL. I'll figure that out eventually, but it keeps failing, and it's something to do with Patreon and the way they have things set up. But for right now, patreon.com/fibertalk. And you can go there and join. And if I hadn't been sick, there would already be a video up there for Patreon people. And so there will be in the next couple, 3 days. And then we're going to start adding things. One of the things that I've set up is once a month, Jessica Grimm and I are going to do a video talking about some of the research and the work that she does.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about that. Yeah, I said to her, I said, would you be interested? Oh, yeah. She said, yeah, let's do it. So that will be a video that will be on her Patreon page and on ours. And so we'll pick some stuff either that she wants to talk about or stuff she's posted already that I'm interested in, and we'll just have a conversation of it and show some pictures and talk more in depth, because she can only offer so much in a posting. And then mm-hmm. is there more to learn, more to talk about, which there is. So once a month, she's got some things going on right now, but I would expect that in March we'll have our first one. Then every month we're going to have a one that, and then, so if you're a Patreon of Jessica, you'll get it. But if not, then, sponsor or join one or the other, and then you'll get that every month. But yeah, we're going to do that every month, so that's going to be pretty cool.
That is cool.
Yeah, I was pretty excited. Yeah, I asked if she would do it, and I, please do it, please do it. And yeah, she was right away. She's all in. So that'll be pretty neat. Great. So that'll be on the Patreon page, and then we're going to start that stitch along with the Phoenix sampler.
Oh, good.
We got that coming up, so we'll put that on the Patreon page too, and so people can see what we're doing. We'll have extra stuff there. People can see what we're doing there. And patreon.com/fibertalk. The page is all set up. You can join, and then I'll have the stuff up next few days once I'm able to talk at length without hacking my brains out. Then I'll do the first video that I have planned. It's the Case Creation Z frame and how I fixed it so that you can actually use it. And yeah, I'm pretty proud of myself. Simple fix. But and then I did a modification too to it to make it more useful for people who are traveling. So yeah. So that'll be the video. Cool. And I got some other ones in mind. Yeah. So more on that as the time goes on, but patreon.com/fibertalk, and appreciate if you join us and get those extra things. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. Okay. Support Fibertalk.
Hmm.
And support Fibertalk.
Yeah, that would help. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because 8 years of 8 years of data on a server. 8 years of podcast data on a server. I have no idea how many gigabytes. What's the next one after your gigabytes? Terabytes.
Terabytes.
Yeah, terabytes of data. It's got to be frightening. But yeah, it gets expensive because every time I have to buy more space, the price goes up. So yeah, support would be appreciated.
Of course it does.
Yeah. And 8 years. I hate to take it all down. I hate to take the old stuff down because I hear from people every now and then, I went back and listened to this one or that one. And mm-hmm. So I hate to take it down, but yeah, it gets pricey after a while.
Well, and I haven't heard this for Fiber Talk, but I've heard it for other podcasts that have been around for a while. Some people will go back to the beginning and listen to them all.
Yep. Yeah.
And really, I mean, there isn't anything that we've done that you've done over the years that would be old or stale or really out of date.
No,
because it's all about needlework, and that changes, but it doesn't go out of style.
Right. No, not at all. And there have been, I've heard from numerous people who have found us and then started at the beginning and just made their way all the way through, which what this is for Wednesday shows, this is number 316. And for Sunday shows, just interview shows, we're at 375 or something like that, 376.
That's an impressive catalog.
And that doesn't even count all the live shows.
Right.
And then all the extra shows that we've done for holidays and Tour de France. And, you know, I mean, there's easily 1,000 shows if you look at the whole thing. Yeah, easily. Mm-hmm. And,
Yeah,
375 Sunday shows where we interviewed somebody in one form or another. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
So, and when you go back to the beginning, a lot of them, weren't doing video in the beginning like we are now. So a lot of them are audio only. There would never was. And then we started doing video, and that was still photos with the audio track, and now we flipped it over. But, there's people who have just pounded their way through. Yeah. Oh, man, the history. You think back. Oh, the history. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So.
And the knowledge, the things you can learn.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You look at that, the techniques that we've talked to people about, the tambour embroidery and black work, white work, gold work, you name it, we've done it. Weaving.
Right.
I mean, there's very little we haven't done. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. We haven't done knitting. Well, early on we did one or two knitters.
Early on.
Yeah. First. But I don't think we've ever done any of crochet. That's a different world. But everything else, we've done it. Dyeing threads, cloth, finishing, all of it. Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of finishing, the lady that was doing finishing for the National Cathedral. I shouldn't bring these things up without knowing the name, but then we had her on a couple of times, where she did the needlepoint, the kneelers and stuff for the National Cathedral. Man. Yeah. She was retiring the last time we talked to her because her hands couldn't take it anymore. Yeah.
Right.
Can you imagine? Imagine stretching needlepoint canvas like that for years after, Oof.
Yeah. That would be hard on you.
It'd put arthritis in.
Yeah. Not probably very many ways that you could, not very many kinds of aids.
No.
That you could use to help, so that you don't have to put so much stress on your hands.
Yeah, no, you just got to do it the old fashioned way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oof. Yeah. But yeah, we've talked to them all. How many people from the Royal School have we talked to? Holy smokes. Ton of them.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. There's a bunch. So they're all there. And yeah, the cost of maintaining all that data gets to be a little stiff. I will admit. Yep. Mm-hmm. So Patreon.com.
It's not going to go down.
Hmm?
Not going to go. It's not going to go down.
No. No, it's
going
not.
Up.
Nope. It doesn't get cheaper. Nope. So hanging in there with the everyday thing. I have not missed a day. I've missed 2 days since January 4. Okay.
Oh,
now I'll admit the other night, before I went to bed, I came upstairs and put in about 20 stitches because I had not had a chance all day. I'll admit I took the cheap way out one day, put in about 20 stitches. It wasn't one stitch, so I could say I stitched. I put in a bunch, but it was just one of those days where I could not get up here. And but other than that, it's been legit sessions. So, yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I'm getting there. Well, Lady Mary is the geometric. I mean, it's almost done, and that sat around for a long time. So, next couple of days, I'll have it. Yep. Yep. That's so cool when you reach that moment, when you can see the end, And you get that little adrenaline rush that, like, all right, let's go. We can finish this sucker off. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I have not managed every day, but I've done most days.
Yeah.
And I have two cross stitch pieces, two of the pumpkins.
Oh.
That are, you know, I'm maybe 20 hours or so from being done.
Oh, okay.
Excellent. On each of them.
Excellent. Yeah.
So what did I do? I just framed up for a new canvas piece.
Why not? Why not?
Well, so this is for a blue ribbon. We're going to do Fibonacci swirls.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And we're going to start it next month. We're not going to actually start stitching next month. We're going to kind of talk the people that are going to do it through it, you know, and probably schedule a trip to a needlework store to help people pick out their threads.
Yeah. That's such a cool thing, because the first, whatever you guys, who was doing it the first time, was that CyberPointers?
CyberPointers. Yeah.
But what, that is such a cool design. That is kind of one of a kind design, because depending on how you approach that, you get such different looks. Mm-hmm. And people who have emphasized the swirl and other people have made it kind of recede. And the different examples, it's amazing what you can do with that piece.
Yeah.
Just with the colors that you pick and the threads, the thickness and texture. It's one of those really cool ones, yeah. Yeah. Where it's more, to me, it's as much a learning piece as an art piece. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very cool. Yeah.
Yeah. We have one of our members who is also a CyberPointers member has already done three.
Oh, geez.
and it's not Robin.
It's not. I was just going to say, is it Robin? It's not Robin. Okay.
No. And she has colors for two more.
Oh, my word. Wow.
Yes. But it's, you know, it's a fairly small piece.
Mm-hmm.
The canvas is 10 by 10.
Yeah.
The stitching, some of the stitching takes a while, but it's not, you know, it's not a big piece. But Robin's done two. The first one was on 18-count canvas. The second one was on 40-count silk gauze.
Get out.
Nope.
I'll bet that's something to look at.
It is. And I don't know if it's still at the framer. I know she took it to the framer.
Holy,
I don't know if she's
smokes.
Picked it up.
Would that come
but I'll
out
make
like,
sure she brings it.
Would it come out about 3 by 3 inch? Holy smokes. Oh, I can't wait to see that.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Take a
she
design.
Had to change, she had to change some of the stitches.
Yeah, yeah.
But do you know what gave her the idea?
Mm.
We were looking at Textured Treasures website, and she did that with one of her canvas pieces.
Oh.
And so Robin's going, oh, you know, kind of lit all kinds of light bulbs off.
Yeah.
So off she goes.
Yeah. Oh, so, okay. That's a story to tell. Okay. So we got to do a show on that then.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Because when you look at a design for 18 count canvas, then you take it to 40 count gauze. What do you have to go through to make that work? Because you can't use the same threads, not a chance.
No.
So she's down to silks and fine silks and who knows what, huh?
Oh, you can use floss.
Yeah.
A single strand of floss.
Right.
I know that she went to a machine embroidery thread for the metallic.
Yeah, I imagine. Yeah.
Because that, I mean, they're... Unless you go to blending filament, which you could certainly use,
right?
It's hard to find a metallic that's fine enough to, you know, to do the swirls on top.
Yeah.
So she used probably one of the sulky metallics, probably.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Because, see, that's the, you know, you're not only going to a different, completely, like, way completely different ground cloth, but you just absolutely have to enter a whole new world of thread. Mm-hmm. I mean, other than single strand floss, I mean, yeah, you got to start playing in those really fine thread, that arena that most people never see, mm-hmm. to be able to pull it off. Wow.
Yeah.
Go Robin.
And she did have to change some of the stitches because the design kind of got lost, I think she said.
Oh, uh-huh.
I've seen it, but it's been quite a while.
Hmm.
So I don't remember exactly what she's done.
So the stitch, the original stitch, when it's that small, just kind of loses its...
I don't remember exactly what she said.
Yeah.
And I don't know which section it was.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we got to do a show on that. Absolutely.
Well, you want to have her on next week's live show?
Yeah, if she has it back, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You said it was at the framer.
I'll find out. Yeah.
Oh, man, that is so cool.
Yeah, I'll check with her. I'll see her Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah, ask her. Oh, that would be fantastic. Yeah, if she has it back. Yeah, whenever she can do it, yeah. Because, oh, man. Oh, wow, what a move. To silk gauze. Oh, man, that's out there.
Yeah. But, I mean, really, if you think about it, silk gauze is kind of like interlock canvas.
Right, right.
It's not like mono. You know, it's not just woven because it just fall apart.
Right.
But it's just a lot smaller.
Yeah.
But needlepoint stitches are going to work on it just fine.
Mm-hmm. But still, you're taking a piece that's written, that's designed for 18-count canvas and putting it on 40-count. I mean, the dimensions get minuscule. And, you know, that just that whole process of converting is fascinating. That's got to be absolutely fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all right, this thread is this, and how do I keep the same look when I go down this small and it's got to fit in the hole? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh,
well, the holes on silk gauze are pretty big, really.
Yeah. But if you have, okay, so then my next question is, do you have to evaluate if two or three threads go in the same hole?
It's going to depend on how the threads are covering.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if you're just doing basket weave on silk gauze and you're using floss, you might need two strands.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been a while since I did anything on silk gauze.
Hmm.
But yeah, I mean, it just, I don't think one strand will give you great, really good coverage.
Okay.
Unless it's kind of a fluffy thread.
Yeah.
You know, some of the silks or cottons are fluffier than others,
right.
Even at a single strand.
Right. Oh boy. A million questions come to mind. Yeah. We got to talk about this. Wow. Oh, I bet that thing looks so cool. Oh, go Robin. she never rests. She never rests.
Nope. Nope.
Oh, man. Okay. Go Robin. All right. Well, all right. So we'll get that lined up. That'll be fantastic. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, the Joanne store's closing. You know, no surprise there, quite frankly.
Yeah.
I don't know how they stayed open as long as they did.
I know.
You know, when the standard mantra is, if you buy anything from them without a coupon, you're a fool. I mean, how do you stay in business as a retail business? You know, and so many times you could stack a coupon on top of a 20% mm-hmm. off sale. And I mean, come on, just basic economics say at some point that's going to break down. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So no surprise.
Yeah, and ours is one of the stores that's going to close.
Yeah. Yeah, I think all of them in our area are out. Yeah.
There's a store in Cedar Rapids that's going to stay. And I don't know. I think there's a store down in Muscatine that's closing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about Davenport. There's a store in Davenport, and there's also a store in Moline.
Mm-hmm.
So I would guess one of those will close.
Yeah.
But, you know, our store, they have had so much trouble getting staff, getting people to work there.
Oh.
I mean, I've gone in there and I swear there's only one person in the whole store.
Oh, that's not good.
No, in the last few times I've been in there, they've had maybe two people and one person was stationed at the front, kind of greeting people
mm-hmm.
as they walked in the store. And she wasn't a cashier. When somebody was ready to check out, she'd call somebody to come up to the front.
Oh.
And check people out. I'm sure they had her there just to make sure people weren't walking out with a lot of stuff.
I'm sure of that. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm really sorry to see them close. But a big part of that is that I'm sorry that people aren't sewing.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Which is the main reason they can't. You know, they're not being supported because people just aren't sewing anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we don't have home ec anymore. I don't know. Maybe they do have home ec, but it's not required.
Right.
And you know, that's where I learned to sew. I didn't like it in home ec, but I picked it up later on. And for a long time I made all of my own clothes.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
And that just doesn't happen that much anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so, I'm sure that's one of the reasons many years ago they made the decision to diversify into the craft end of it. But, you know, it gets to the point to where it almost seems like there's more craft than sewing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But what it will mean is there is not a source for fabric other than quilt stores. And we don't have a quilt store in Iowa City.
Oh, okay.
There's one out in the Amanas, but that's all quilt fabric.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so if you wanted a fabric for a dress or a shirt or something like that, that wasn't cotton quilt fabric, you're just out of luck.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, your velvets and corduroys and that kind of thing, yeah.
Right. Or cotton duck, which is a kind of a canvas,
mm-hmm.
makes fantastic tote bags.
Oh.
We've got a lot of tote bags that we have a really good finisher who she's done some fantastic tote bags
mm-hmm.
where she's set the needlework into the front of the bag. And most of them are made with, the outsides are made with cotton duck. It comes in lots of different colors. It's a nice weight, heavy weight, you know, it's sturdy. It supports the needlework well.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you use something fun on the inside.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're not going to have that anymore.
Yeah.
And of course, you can order fabric online. There's all kinds of fabric stores online. And most of them will send you a swatch
mm-hmm.
or swatches of whatever you think you want. But that, you know, now you got to wait to get the swatches and then you get it to decide and then you got to order what you need and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And you don't have patterns anymore.
Yeah.
You know, so you can't go look through the pattern books.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know. I just, but here again, people aren't doing that.
Right. Yeah, I don't know the last time I talked to somebody who actually sewed their own clothes. Just doesn't happen. And when it comes to sewing machines, about the only people that use them regularly are quilters. For the obvious reason. That was... Because now, like Michaels and Hobby Lobby, they don't have any fabric for sewing, do they?
Yeah, Hobby Lobby has a fairly good fabric selection if you go to Hobby Lobby.
Yeah, I don't.
Which I don't.
Yeah.
Now, Michaels is starting to carry some fabric, I guess.
Oh.
There's a sign on the front of our Michaels store that says, we now have fabric. I haven't been in there for a while, so I haven't looked to see what it is.
Yeah.
But... I'm sure they're not going to have bolts and bolts and bolts of,
right,
you know, fashion fabrics. It's probably going to be more like quilt fabrics. And I, you know, if I was buying quilt fabric, I wouldn't buy it at Joann's.
No.
I think Walmart is selling fabric again now too.
Oh.
I don't know. I've been in Walmart for a long time either, so.
Yeah.
But see, here again.
Yeah.
Not going to be.
Not the same. Yeah, not bolts and bolts, racks and racks of it. Yeah. Yeah. See, I'm terrible. I go to the big box. I go to Home Depot and Lowe's for, you know, when I'm doing home improvement stuff. Lowe's is all of less than a mile away, so, you know, that's too easy. Ace rarely has what I need, which is, you know, that's the problem with small retail stores is anymore. It's hard to carry the inventory when people get online stuff. But those are the only ones that I go to. Costco. Okay, well, you know, Costco, because I just don't go to the big box stores, and certainly for needlework stuff, I don't at all. I mean, I either order it or get it from a local needlework store, and that's just a thing I have. You know, I just refuse to buy unless it's from a local needlework store, and I think it gets back to that the story I've told 100 times about the ladies who were in the local needlework store, you know, and wasted all that time getting help and then announced to the store that they were going to Joann's to get the threads, you know. It always sticks in my craw. So I just refuse. And today you can get any needlework stuff, you know, any store of any size, any needlework store will ship, has an online component. The drawback is you can't actually see and handle the fabric and thread. And, you know, that is a drawback, no question. But you can support small shops without being able to get to them. There was somebody posted in one of the Facebook forums the other day, you know, where can I get online threads? I think it was Joann's Clothing, where can I get threads? And I wanted to post something snarky, you know, I just bit my tongue and moved on because, you know, it was one of those where I would have said something I'd regret. But, you know, find a needlework store. They'll send them to you. They'll ship it. They all do. Order it up, you know?
Yeah. Well, I do. If somebody says, oh, yeah, you can get it on Amazon, I usually will post something and say, please use a needlework store. If you don't have one near you, find one online and make that your local needlework store. And then I give them a bunch. Sassy Jacks, a stitching shop, Needle in a Haystack. You know, there's tons of them online.
Yep.
And you can, you know, if you don't know what color of thread you need, you know, you can, if you've got a DMC color card or even a printed one, you know, you can say, oh, I need fabric that goes with DMC, blah, blah, blah. And they'll find something for you.
Right.
And probably send you a picture of it before you buy it. Or I had, when Stitchville was still in business, they called me and videoed the threads that they had. You know, we were talking online on the phone while she was showing me the options for the threads that they had.
Yeah.
And that way I could pick the one that I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, these needlework shops will help you.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you need help, if you know what you need, you can order it online. They don't all have great online catalogs, but Alex Pierce is another one.
Mm-hmm.
Thistle Threads is the physical store. Alice Pierce Needleworks, and that's P-A-R-A-S, Needleworks, is their online store.
Mm-hmm.
They've got threads, they've got patterns, they've got canvases.
Yep.
And the same thing with all these other shops.
Yeah.
You know, support them.
Right.
Our shop up here in Waverly, hour and a half away. So that's our local needlework shop. You know, we can call her, and if she's got it in stock, she doesn't have an online catalog.
Yeah.
But you call her up, she's got it in stock. It's in the mail that day or the next.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Canvas, fabric, pattern, thread.
Yeah.
You know, you name it.
Yep.
So there's no reason to use Amazon or, I mean, if I'm in a hurry for thread and all I need is floss, I will go to Michael's and get it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a mile away from me.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's close.
Right. Yeah.
But, I mean, that's, they don't have fab. Michael's doesn't have, I shouldn't say this because I haven't been in there for a while and things change.
Yeah.
They weren't carrying any kind of ground cloth for a while.
Mm.
They had hoops and everything else, but no ground cloth.
Yeah. Okay. I think that makes sense, but whatever.
Yeah, whatever. You could get it online.
Yeah. Oh.
But not in the store. So I don't know. Maybe that's changed again. Yeah. You know, it's going to depend on what the demand is.
Yeah. Exactly. Yep. But yeah, there's local needlework stores all across the country, and they'll all ship. And you're right. You know, like you can call Kim at Sassy Jack's, and this, you know, I need to kit this up and I want to use these threads, and she'll put it together. And, you know, you think, well, I can't be in the store. Yeah. But you've got someone there who is an expert at putting colors together. And if you ask for a color that doesn't fit, she's going to let you know you might want to rethink this color. Mm-hmm. So it's not like you're flying blind.
And if you're not changing the colors, and your only question is what is your ground fabric going to be, she'll pull all the threads and lay it out on different fabrics for you to, you know, look at and picture, of course, you know, but. That's what these shops do.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're not asking them to do something that they haven't done in the past. I mean, when you walk in, they'll help you kit it up. You know, they'll pull all the threads. They know where they're at. They can do it a lot faster than you can. They know where they're at in the store, and they can pull them out, put them on the table for you. So it's not like you're asking for an extra thing. I mean, it's what they're there for. It's what they do.
Right.
And I think for most of them, they would say that's the most fun, is helping someone put together a kit. That's when that's when the real fun of having a store comes in, as opposed to doing taxes and accounting and all that headache stuff.
Right. Inventory.
Yeah. Oh, geez. Can you imagine doing inventory in one of those shops? Oh, yuck. Yuck. But yeah, use those shops. You know, that's just it. And you aren't going to get that help in Joann's or Michael's or Hobby Lobby. You're not going to get that help at all. Like you said, a store with one person in the store. They ain't going to help you pick out colors. That isn't happening. They wouldn't know anyway. You know, some high school girl who's making a few bucks on the side, she doesn't know. She doesn't care. Not her problem.
Right.
A shop is used to doing that. And, you know, it might suggest, well, this is what the kit call or what the design calls for, but have you considered this thread or that thread that might add a little more giddy up to it, you know?
And so DMC is kind of the standard. Everybody uses DMC, but you can get nearly all of the same colors in Cosmo.
Yep.
Cosmo is a beautiful thread.
Yeah.
You're going to pay a little bit more for it.
But it's really nice. It's really nice.
It's really nice thread. Yeah. It's really nice thread.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's just it. And, I mean, there's so many more options than you would have in a big box store anyway, because in Silks and Krynex and all, you name it. I probably should do what you do and post and encourage people to use the stores. I just, it rankles me so much. You know, what are you doing? You use the stores. They're there. We need them. Keep them busy. It might take a couple of days to get what you want. And, you know, we Americans want it, you know, the McDonald's generation, we want it, you know, right 10 minutes after we place the order, but you can't have that. But people are satisfied with 2-day shipping from Amazon. So come on, it's not that different.
Right. Right.
Yeah. And yeah, and stay away from those big corporations. You know, yeah, Amazon's another one. Yeah, sometimes it's like, oh, geez, I guess I got to get it from Amazon because it's just so much hassle to get it somewhere else, and so you end up doing it. But man, I dislike giving that guy money.
I know, and that's another thing. You know, it's just so easy.
Yeah.
To order it from Amazon.
Yep. Yep. That's the trouble. Yep.
Yeah. You know, it's rather than go out and get it from a local store, if they have it. Yeah. Oh, it's so much easier just to, you know, click on ship and have it, you know, delivered to your door.
I know. Yeah. The American way. Yep.
But, yeah.
No, use those needlework stores. They're there. They'll help you. You'll end up better off. You'll absolutely end up better off all the way around. And there's support there. You know, hey, I can't get this to work. You know, is there something wrong with this chart? Help me read it. You can call them. They'll help you. Mm-hmm. You know, they want you to succeed. You know, that's the other part, isn't it? The shops want you to succeed.
Yep.
And, yeah. And the good folks at Michael's, they aren't interested in whether you're happy or not. They just sell you the stuff, get out of here, you know, give me your coupons. But no, there's a vested interest at the local shops to have you finish off a piece, put it online, got my threads from so-and-so, look how beautiful this is, you know? Yeah, mm-hmm. There's a lot to be said for that. So, yeah, I you know, the question is, Joanne's going away a bad thing for needlework? And my gut reaction is no.
Maybe only insofar as it was for new people,
mm-hmm.
you know, wanting to learn.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they could go in and they could get, Joanne's does carry the ground cloth.
Yeah.
And they have a few patterns, you know, so maybe if you're just starting out and you don't have any other, you know, options, that's probably where people would go.
Right. Yeah. People who don't know that there's actually a needlework store in town. Yeah.
Well, or they do know there's not only a needlework store in town.
Yeah. Yeah, no,
Well, and the other thing is that many quilt stores are, to some extent, picking up a little bit of the slack.
Uh-huh.
Most of the quilt stores that I go into around here do have, maybe not DMC Floss, they might have Cosmo.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think people are using that for embroidery on quilts.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe wool embroidery.
Yeah.
And there's other threads available for wool embroidery. If you have, you know, somebody that kind of specializes in wool embroidery in their quilt shop, there'll be other threads.
Yeah.
So, you know, don't ignore the quilt shops. If you have a quilt shop in your area, go check them out and see if they've got threads. The quilt shop in Amana, in the Amana colonies, started out many years ago as a needlework shop.
Oh, they did. Oh.
And yeah. And over the years, it has morphed more into quilting. And now it would be the granddaughter of the woman that owned it when I first started going there. Her granddaughter is now running the store. And so it is mostly quilting, but they do have a little area that they have the full line of DMC floss. They've got a little bit of pearl cotton, and they've got some charts. They've got a nice selection of ground cloth. For cross stitch, they have surface embroidery, transfers, iron-on transfers.
Oh.
They have a little bit of, not wool embroidery, but embroidery on patterns for embroidering on like table scarves. Mm-hmm. And they've got they're really nice dish towels
mm-hmm.
that you can embroider on.
Mm.
Applique, that's what I was thinking of. So they've got these maybe 2 feet wide, you know, with kind of a border on it that you can do some applique on and make a nice little table runner for a holiday or whatever. Yeah. They have some really neat things.
Yeah.
They're, not a lot, again, but a good selection.
Yeah.
For a small area.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's one thing that in talking to Jennifer over the years here, you know, because she'll say that a lot. You say, oh, we found this really cool thing. Oh, quilt stores have this. Quilt stores have, you know, yeah. She said that 100 times, easy. Mm-hmm. That it makes you wonder, well, what else is in those quilt stores? You know, I thought it was just fat quarters of fabric and sewing machines, but yeah, they had all kinds of stuff. And Cosmo thread, I'm telling you, that is one lovely thread to stitch with. And yeah, there's you can match up. I mean, there's a couple of charts online. You can match up with DMC thread, and that is, I would venture to say it's a nicer thread to stitch with. I like it a lot. Yeah.
So that Urban Stitches stitch along, the Starry Night stitch along.
Yeah.
I ordered Linen Ada
mm-hmm. oh.
from Sassy Jacks.
Mm-hmm.
And I converted all the DMC to Cosmo.
Did you?
Except for one color that Cosmo didn't have a match.
Oh.
So it's so I'm doing it. I haven't started it yet.
Yeah.
Because I don't have it on a scroll frame yet.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to working with it. It's the first time I've actually, I take that back. I've started something with the Cosmo Pearl Cotton.
Oh, uh-huh.
But I don't think I've used the floss yet. So, looking forward to it.
Yeah, I forget what project I have like 25% done that's all Cosmo, and it's, you know, it's really nice. Yeah. So, yep. So there you go. And this whole world of things, AI generated patterns. I have seen in the past couple of weeks, I would say 3 or 4 people who ordered embroidery patterns and didn't get them. And what they ordered was some AI scam. And, you know, has anybody, because the post is always, has anybody ordered from thus and such? I did, and I haven't gotten it. And then it'll be a string of, that's an AI scam. And they're getting to be more prevalent. And I wish that the groups would be more diligent about deleting them, because they're pretty easy to tell. But if you're buying online and not buying from a legitimate local needlework store or a legitimate online needlework thing, you risk that. And there have been, I think it's been 4, I'm pretty sure it's been 4 that I've seen in the last couple of weeks. Has anybody ordered for them? I haven't gotten my pattern. Yeah. And you're not going to get it either, because it didn't exist. And be careful, folks. Man.
Too cheap to be true.
Yeah.
Probably not true.
Probably not. And look at those pictures. You know, what we were going to do with some lady, we were going to do a show, and then it just fell apart, about AI patterns. But one of the things, take that, like click on the picture in Facebook, for instance. Click on the picture so you get the larger size. Zoom in on the ground cloth. Like mm-hmm. zoom right in. You'll be able to tell immediately that was not stitched on legitimate ground cloth, and you know that's AI. In addition to the fact that it just looks fake and unstitchable, which they all do. But if you have any doubt, zoom in on that ground cloth. And if you don't see that grid that should be there, which you won't, that's an AI piece, and stay away from it. And yeah, it might be visually stunning, and they are. They're beautiful.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Number one, some common horse sense here. Can you actually stitch that? And if you look at that, no, you know, you're not going to get that look. With needle and thread, it ain't gonna happen. But that, right, that ground cloth, if you zoom in, that'll be a telltale because it's just a mush. There's no warp and weft to it. It's just a mush. And because it's just a solid, it's just a colored background that they AI put on there. But you got to be careful when you're ordering these things and make sure that you're going to legitimate people who are selling needlework. And, you know, it's because, yeah, people, yeah, it's you're seeing it more. People are getting ripped off. And then you got to cancel your credit card or, you know, play all the games. And you know how much hassle that takes. And at some point, the $30 is cost you so much that you just say, forget it. Well, that's not good either. And then they won. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And for them, you know, they're not looking at it as, you know, $30 isn't what they're after. They're after 100 times $30.
Right.
And they'll get it because people don't know any better.
Yep.
You know, they just think it's, you know, it's a beautiful piece and I want to stitch it.
Right. Yeah.
So here's something else that there's no really money involved in this, but I found a design, a nail design that I liked on Pinterest.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So I saved it and I showed it to my nail tech. And now she's fantastic. She does a really good job and she does it all freehand.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be exactly like the picture. And I totally get that. I understand it. Now, she has some clients that are really mad if it doesn't look exactly like the picture.
The woman's an artist, for crying out loud. She's a literal artist.
Yeah.
Why would you complain about anything she does? She's art.
But we were looking at this particular design that I found, and she says, that's AI.
Oh, no. On nails?
Uh-huh.
Oh, jeez. Oh, for crying out loud.
You know, so again, somebody sees that and takes that to their nail tech and says, I want this. Well, they can't do it. Well, and usually the reason is because it's just way too detailed.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's just.
Your canvas is a little limiting.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So the AI for nails too. Yeah.
Yeah, it's everywhere. Geez.
So can you imagine that? Okay. So that means in shops like you go to across the country, people are walking in with a picture saying, I want this. Well, I can't do that. Well, I'll go find someone who will. Well, good luck.
Yeah, right.
Good luck. Yeah. Because that woman you've used for years, she's, like I said, she's a pure artist. I mean, that her stuff is, look at that. People watching the video. I mean, Cindy has a new one all the time. Just beautiful nail work.
Yeah. And so I find things on Pinterest or she finds them on Pinterest or, you know, one or the other of us. She doesn't come up with it out of her head usually.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's just really good. And again, it doesn't look exactly like what I found, but I'm looking for things for inspiration.
Right.
I don't expect it to be identical to,
right.
Because most of them on Pinterest, are done for Pinterest, you know, so they're perfect, you know, and people have plenty of time to spend making them perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't care about that.
When you have your nails done like that, how long is the session? Is it like an hour or more?
Hour and a half.
Hour and a half to get all 10 of them done.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Now, is that, you know, okay, these are dumb guy questions, but curiosity, because I've never had my nails done and never will. But is it uncomfortable? I mean, are you sitting there with your hand in a holder?
Oh, no.
You just lay it on the table?
She holds your hand.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's to position your, you know, to make sure you're not moving your fingers while she's trying to draw a line or whatever.
Yeah,
She'll hold. She holds it.
Okay.
I can't do it. But yeah, she'll hold the finger that she's working on. And, you know, it's not like she's not gripping. But if you tense up, she'll say, relax. You know?
Uh-huh.
Because then that makes her work harder.
Yeah.
If you're tense, then she has to hold, you know, harder on your finger to make sure you're not moving it around while she's trying to do something delicate.
Yeah. So it's like going to the dentist, because I get told that all the time at the dentist. Relax your jaw, relax your jaw. Yeah, like I can't work. Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. All right.
All right. Or your tongue.
Yeah. Oh, my, yeah, I'm the worst at that. Oh, I'm the worst, yeah. Yeah. Move your tongue. I don't even know where it's at, you know?
I know. As soon as they say relax your tongue, there's no way that's happening.
Right. Yeah, now it's worse. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Oh man. So you're just sitting there. So is it just small talk all for the hour and a half, or are you reading a book or?
Oh no, we chat.
Oh, okay. Okay.
We talk about all kinds of things.
Okay. See, I'd be terrible at that. Yeah. I'm not very, you know, yeah, I wouldn't be very good at that, but.
Yeah. You're not very good at that at all. Look at how long have we been here? Just chatting.
I know. I've had more than one person say, you know, cause I'm not a chit chat kind of person. And then how do you do these podcasts? And I don't know. They just, it's different. Yeah. But, yeah. I'm not any good. Like at the dentist, the hygienist is always asking questions. Let's just clean the teeth and get me out of here. You know, I just want to go. Yeah. But wow. An hour and a half. So, okay. This is way off the needlework thing, but I'm just curious. So do we start like at the thumb on one hand and work to the little finger and then go to the other hand, or, I mean, does she have a pattern to do it?
And usually the small finger, usually little finger to the thumb.
To the thumb, okay.
But, you know, sometimes she changes it around, does it the other way.
And has she got it like a picture or a drawing or a sketch, and then she's working from that? Because you don't always have all the fingers are not always the same either, right?
No, and they aren't, they're all different.
Yeah.
And the thumb is different.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we had a picture on Pinterest.
Okay. And then she just varied from that.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty close to what was on the picture.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, art in another form. Different canvas, different materials, but still art. Yeah. And the gall of some people coming in with a picture and you don't match it and then they're mad. Come on.
No.
Come on. Really? Lighten up. Jeez.
Yeah.
All right. That's it. We're done. Oh my. Yeah. Here we go. Yeah. I'm no good at small talk. An hour and 2 minutes. Okay. We got to quit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not like silence is.
Oh, I'm not either.
Silence is my best friend, but yeah, this is different. Okay. WeTalkFiber.com/weekend. You can still get the hotel rate till the 21st. Sign up Saturday only is $225. Sunday is $300. Sign up, do it quickly so we can do counts. But there's still room. People who think, oh, they're certainly sold out. No, there's room. We got a big ballroom. There's room. If you're coming, show and tell stuff for sure. And if you're taking Kim's class, I'm finishing. There's a chart and it's in the Facebook group. You can download that. The Facebook group. You can download the chart and stitch that. Allison Foles finished hers. She did a great job. She modified it a bit. She did a great job. She just posted up there. It's really cool. I just did mine quick and dirty. Now I really feel like, you know, make an effort, buddy. But she shamed me right there.
Well,
right there.
I mean, not for your first try at finishing, you know, because the finishing isn't going to be really great either, probably.
Right. No. No. And if I understood Kim correctly, what you're going to experience is something she's putting together to sell in the store. So you're going to be able to buy the materials to finish, like a little kit. If I understood her correctly, I think I have that right. So this is going to be cool because once you learn it, then of course you can get the kits and do it more. So, so watch out for that. I'm pretty sure I have that right. So WeTalkFiber.com/weekend, register. And you have till the 21st to get the room rate and also the 21st to get in on the drawing. If you register by the 21st, get in on the drawing for the Clara Washour and Ecclesiastical Sewing Goldwork kits. Everybody who registers up to through the 21st gets in that drawing. And that's it. We're done. Thanks for listening.
Bye.